for that person. He was weeping through that person, but it wasn't attachment. So the story about the deer is, as you'll recall, how he had this pet deer who got ill, and Master was praying for the deer. And the deer, in a dream, in a vision, came to him and said, my soul wants to evolve. Please let me go. Your prayers are holding me down. And Master went on to say that the soul is always conscious. The soul is always omniscient. Only in its, the deer couldn't know what it was saying. The deer as an animal wouldn't know, but the soul behind the deer that was using that form to become completely liberated from any identification with the world, that soul knew. So we want to live on that level and identify ourselves with that level where we know, where the guidance that we receive is true guidance. But it's very easy to trick ourselves in the ways that we come down into human consciousness are identified in the Indian scriptures as mun buddhi ahankar chitta. Mun means mind, buddhi is intellect, ahankar is ego, and chitta